Hello and welcome to G.L. Horton's Stage Page. Today is Monday, the 8th of October, 2007. Today we offer you a piece from G.L.'s work on Susanna Centlivre. Yes, we know, you've never heard of her. Well, she has tens of thousands of Google references to her credit, though she hasn't written a word in centuries. We're also ramping up for Halloween. One of the monologues from last year's show, In Cajun Country, is getting 40 hits a day on G.L.'s Stage Page website. And that podcast is getting as many listeners a month, a year later. Not half bad. So here's G.L. explaining a bit more about Ms. Centlivre, the reading you will hear, and the group discussing it afterwards.
This summer I responded to an item printed in the local weekly, The Tab. Someone seeking members for a playwright support group here in Newton. 8 of us got together, and for the last 3 months we've met at each other's homes, talking about the projects we're working on and reading each other's work and trying to make supportive suggestions. I brought my laptop and microphone to a recent meeting. I recorded Diane's one-woman piece about the midlife love so that she would be able to hear herself performing it, and I also recorded the writers reading the first pages of my play about Susanna Centlivre. The discussion that followed mostly addressed my research frustrations. Trying to get hold of Centlivre's published political opinions, she wrote for pamphlets, and get a sense of her personal voice, which is not the same as the voices of her stage characters, has kept me from completing the play about her. Diane Ripstein and Cheryl Connor, Rachel Greenberg and Sandra Reintraub all have some suggestions, which I will follow up. If any of you listening have suggestions too, please email them to me at g.l.horton@mindspring.com.
Centlivre won't do. Part of the history of production, but not literature. Centlivre had a reputation for comic craftsmanship. When there were actors who knew how to make her creaky old plots work, they're of no interest now. Don't you believe me? The theater museum in Drury Lane is defunct. But if you'd ever visited it, you'd understand. Whole eras pass, leaving no more trace than a few playbills and a poster. Ask around. If you find one person, other than our esteemed Professor Mentorwell, that is, who can even tell you who Centlivre was, I'll paste her portrait on my motorboard when I next march in procession. Female grad students seem to think that there were a few brave women who wrote like angels, whose works were buried out of envy. You long to uncover them, these geniuses. This is fantasy. In the 19th century, women's melodramas were staged as frequently as men's, and, like all but one or two of the men's, their plays went into wrapping fish and starting fires and serving the outhouse. So what? So it goes. Do Alfre Ben. She's solid. If you must do Centlivre, suppose you write one of those theory thingies where you match up snips of text to show how they all say the same thing, because it was the only thing that their era allowed. Oh, a death of the author thingy, where you can make your mark through erasure.
Donna, do you know who Susanna Centlivre is?
Is she in Mentorwell's class?
She's in theater history, but not as a student.
The TA? With purple hair?
No, she's an historical figure. The celebrated Mrs. Centlivre.
Right, played Lady Macbeth. Scared people shitless in the sleepwalking scene. Part of that famous family, sort of 19th century Barrymores, I think.
You're thinking of Sarah Siddons, wrong century. Doesn't the name Centlivre mean anything?
Sounds French. The divine one who played Joan of Arc in Hamlet and had a wooden leg?
That's Sarah Bernhardt. Still, wrong century.
Movies of the 60s. All the French directors were in love with her.
Earlier, 1700. More famous as a writer than actress.
Alfre Ben?
Susanna Centlivre.
Never heard of her.
Prompton told me I can't specialize in a woman, particularly not Centlivre, who's so unimportant not even theater majors have heard of her.
Did you Google her, Artemis? How many hits does she have?
About 60.
Doesn't sound too bad. can't go by what I know. I sleep through history. All I really want is to be on a daytime serial.
60 hits. I've got 100 myself, and I'm nobody.
Why not do a modern?
Like who?
Wendy Wasserstein? She's dead. That makes her historic, I guess. Or how about Carol Churchill? She's in our anthology, so she must be important.
Not if importance means influence. Churchill's one of a kind.
There's so many women writing now. Third Wavers, Generation Z.
There were bunches in Susanna's day. A whole female school. Gone. All of them gone.
Not all, Artemis. There's Alpha Bain. She was on my intro exam. Do Alpha Bain.
Very good reading. Good.
Who's Alpha Bain?
Alpha Bain?
Yeah,
she's the only female playwright that anybody's ever heard of, and clearly you haven't even heard of her.
We haven't heard of her.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Well, she had a very colorful life, which is the main reason everybody's heard of her. She was a Restoration playwright. Her plays are quite dirty compared to the later plays.
When did she learn?
You know, after they shut the theaters down at the Revolution, the Puritans shut the theaters down. When they opened the back up, we had Restoration playwrights, so that was in the 1680s.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's when she was writing.
Dirty, you mean like naughty?
No, yes, bawdy, adultery, lots of dirty jokes. You know, there's the famous scene about Jack Horner pretends that he's impotent, so everybody lets him hang around with their wives, and he pretends he's interested in China, and they have all these, well, we're going to go off and look at China, and they, you know.
He seduces them.
Yeah. Well, the women all know that he's not impotent, and they pass the word to each other.
but I love it.
So where are you going?
But that's not Afra. Afra wrote, well, she wrote an early play that was set in Africa, no, Indonesia, and was unprejudiced against the darker races. The heroes were the natives.
What a tart.
And she was a spy. And she seduced people in order to get information and to get money and to live.
A tart.
Yeah.
She sounds great.
And an actress.
And we think people are so different across the ages, right?
I love it. I love her.
Well, lots of people do, and occasionally her plays get done. Susanna you'll find out because the play will talk about her biography. And I'll have scenes from both Afra Bain's plays.
Susanna's
in this play.
Are you heading towards like a play that's sort of a biography of her life?
Or? Well, her life comes up, and she appears like the ghost in the other story like the ghost of the mother, because there are things to be worked out. So she just shows up and is asked advice, and you know. The scholar wants to devote herself to reviving her wonderful plays, but if you happen to be a woman living in a time when women are allowed to be creative, is it better to devote yourself to reviving the creations of previous women, or is it better to go out there and create something yourself? That's what the play is.
That's the question.
That's really true.
I love that angle.
So you're trying to find her voice by finding some real writings, and that's what...
Well, I have the real writings. She's one of the... That's the reason that she was performed. I mean, she was performed for 100 years.
Yeah.
So that her collected plays are available in an edition that was published in the mid-1800s. And they're still in the library. I can borrow them in the library alone.
But what are you...
I've read them all.
Yes, but you said you were trying to find something that you don't have.
Well, she also was a... She was a Whig.
It's the political
She was this devoted Whig pamphleteer.
Okay.
And she wrote... She had a running quarrel with Alexander Pope,
and this was,
who made fun of her in the Duncy ad.
This was Susanna?
Susanna, yeah.
She was notorious for
her political opinions as well as, and for her political writings as well as for her theater stuff, and I can't find any of her political writings.
Where was she living?
In London.
Where?
In London.
Oh, okay.
Although she started her theater career in Birmingham or someplace.
Are you in contact with any of like the English, like the British theater, like historical folks? Because there must be a whole set of people there
I don't think there's any main specialist in her. There's not the most famous expert on. The people who are expert on her are also expert in other people of her period.
Other restoration period.
Yeah.
Have you asked them whether, have you been in touch with them about whether there's somebody who particular is?
No.
You know who you I might look, or I can send you the email site. I found this fellow who lives here in Massachusetts. He gets a lot of the ancient and historical works and puts them on CDs because they're all in the public domain. Mm-hmm. So I have a CD with all of my Mercy, my main character, with all of her writings.
Wow.
And he just collects them all. He just went to all the various libraries and he downloaded them all on his.
Does
so
he
I don't know
charge
if
a reasonable?
Well, I paid, you know, $16 or something for a CD of all my girls' writing.
That's exactly what I mean. You know, her political writing.
You know, check the people you have contacted.
Well, I had a professor who sent me, you know, he had access to the scholarly. They are online. They're available online.
Yeah.
But they're only available to professors who subscribe to the online service that puts them out. Well, and he sent me the ones. Some of them are actually easily published, and I have those.
People who aren't the person you're looking for.
It's on. This is on.
Well, that's all right. This is an interesting conversation. Because it's supposed to get somebody interested in this subject who will send me material or say, that sounds like a wonderful play. When
so people that might not be the person that would help you, but that would know, would have a thought, an idea, there may be some... Just one out of 20 or something, a little thread may be the one that brings you right there.
Yeah, well, I'm scattering my little questions around here. You all
are
brilliant.
Have you checked out the Mass Historical Society? I was surprised how much they have online. I got a lady to write me back and tell me what they had all on my character. So
it could be a London Historical Society. I mean, dramatic. I mean, the London School of... London College of Drama. I mean, it's a major place.
Well, I made connections with a woman who in New York was producing scenes from her plays. I got the video out of the New York Public Library, you know, the collection that's in Lincoln Center, the video of the conference that they had on her her plays. And I watched it all. But this person who was, you know, this was her subject in grad school. But she had to make a living, and there was no way to get somebody to hire her to teach this subject. So she's now doing some modern.
All of this is an amazing story in its own, or play on its own.
Well, yeah,
and amazing.
Some of these issues come up in this play about this young woman who wants to devote herself to making everybody conscious that women can write good plays and have. And right to have political opinions and all these things. Mm. So.
But again, the London School of Drama or whatever, it's a very major, a Royal Academy of Drama or something. I'm sure there's got to be somebody in that faculty. Get in touch with them and find out if there's a drama historian in that faculty or anyone who the faculty knows, maybe an ex-faculty who maybe the person or know the person that you're looking for.
Would there be an historian of the political party?
Possible. And as I say, I've ordered a number of books on the Whig pamphleteering of this era and gone through, you know, open it up, the index. There's one thing about Centlivre. You open it up and it just mentions that she exists. The actual content of the argument that she was part of and what she had to say about it wasn't considered important enough to be.
I think this should be part of your play. Somehow this search that you are
that's what
needs
I mean,
to be woven
she
in.
Said it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like this young woman could go on the same search. Sure.
That is the story behind the Newton Ladies and their playwrights group. I'd like to thank the gentleman who blogged his appreciation of this series of podcasts late last week. The several new listeners he sent our way raised our ranking a notch. Life is good. So until next time. This production is the creation and property of David Meyer in association with G.L. Corton and the www.stagepage.info website. It may be redistributed in whole or in part only with credit given and with notice sent to davidmeyer@mac.com. Our music is from the Free Play Music Library, license granted through Apple's .Mac program.